Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai had an unfathomable grasp and mastery of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara and Midrashim extol his incredible mastery, breadth and depth of everything. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachot, Agadot, Dikduke Torah and Sofrim, Kal Vachomer, Gdei Hashava, knew all of the Tikufot and Gematriot, all the Mishlei, Kovsim, even the foxes, Mishalim, the Sichot of the Shedim, and the Sichot of the palm trees, and of the Malachi HaSharet. There was nothing that he didn't know, he even knew Maaseh Merkava. He never spoke, the Gemara says, a word of mundane speech. He didn't go for Amor without Torah and Tefillin. He was always the first one in the Beit Midrash and last one out, and he barely slept. He was a Nasi of Am Yisrael, and he said about himself that if all of the skies were parchment, the trees were quills, and the waters of the world were all ink, they would not be enough to contain the Torah learning that he had learned. And what do we know that he said? The Mishnah says in the second parak of Masechet Avot, Rabban Yochanan Zakkai learned from Hillel and Shammai, and he used to say, Im lamadta Torah harbeh. If you learned a lot of Torah, we think we've learned a lot of Torah, not as much as that guy. And he said, Al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Don't give yourself any credit. Ki lechach notzarta. This is what you're supposed to do. This is why you're here. This is what your job is, to learn a ton of Torah. There is no one more qualified than Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai to tell us, don't think you're that much. Because he didn't either. And he knew a lot more than any of us ever will. The Gemara in Sanhedrin lists the qualities of a Ben HaOlam Haba to include a humble and shafel person, a person who's learning Torah all the time, and one who does not give himself any credit, lo machzik Torah tibuta lenafshe. Rav Chaim Lashner once asked the Vilna Gaon, should I go out and I should teach Torah to the world? The Vilna Gaon said, yes, you should. But I've seen many people who didn't succeed because they desired the resulting kavod, and it got in the way. It's so terrible how a person can learn Torah, start teaching Torah, and then all of a sudden it gets to his head. The 28th of the Kinyani Torah is Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo. We cannot let it get to our heads. We cannot give ourselves the credit. The kavod will be blinding. And if we start thinking that, I did it, that's good, I can take a break now, then we'll never pick up. We won't keep going. We have to keep going. We cannot think that we're done. Our job is to keep on learning everything. Even someone like Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't say, I learned enough. Even someone like Chacham Ovadia didn't say, I learned enough. Didn't take the credit for it. At his 70th birthday party, he didn't make this birthday party. They tricked him into coming to the birthday party. They told him it was a shir or something, and all of a sudden he's with his whole family. And everyone's getting up and saying beracha, speaking about his kavod and how incredible his Torah learning is. Gedolei Yisrael and political figures sent letters congratulating him, and Rav Ovadia is sitting there so angry that they made him this birthday party and surprised him with it. And they say, okay, come, say a Devar Torah. He gets up and he says, this is all a waste of time. I have Torah to learn. I have Sefarim to write. And I need them to last for generations. And you have me here. Rav Ovadia was someone who wasn't Machzik Tova La'atzmo. He didn't take the credit for the berachot that he gave that succeeded. He said it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't let people whom he did favors for, even if it meant making them into Rav HaRashid Yisrael, he didn't take favors from, he didn't take anything in return from. He just said, take care of Am Yisrael. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also when it came to Torah learning, he also understood, I have to write Svarim, I have to learn Torah, so I can go teach more Torah and write more Svarim, write more Teshuvot, because I am Lamad Torah Harbeh, I can't be Machzik Tova La'atzmi. Machzik Tova, another interpretation is, Tova is Torah. I can't keep the Torah to myself. I have to teach it. I have to get out there. Someone who is Higiel Lehora'ah, Ve'eno Moreh, is Atzumim Kol Harugeha. It's so terrible how he's, so many, the Gemara says, it's fatal if a person is qualified to teach, but he does not. And it's also pretty fatal if he's not qualified, and he still does teach. We have to make sure we know what we're doing. But if we have chidushim, we have to write them down. We have to save them. We have to concretize them. A person is giving chidushei Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is giving chidushei Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't save them, it's like kovish nevuato. And he's chayav mita. He's subduing a nevuah he has from Hashem. He's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas if he uses it, a chidush is like a korban, it's mechaper, it protects us, it saves us from the din. And we can't let it get to our heads. Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we wouldn't succeed. The Man Yishchai gives a mashal to a villager who's walking in the forest, and he comes across a lion, and all he has is this little staff. He has no choice, he has to fight the lion, or he's gonna die. And he's very, very meek, anxious villager, terrified, petrified of this lion in front of him. He picks up his staff, and he's not sure what to do, and all of a sudden, the lion falls. There was an archer, a hunter, in the tree above the villager, who took the opportunity to get the bullseye, and he got a headshot and killed the lion. But the villager didn't realize that there was an archer above him. He sees an arrow in the head of the lion. He's like, where'd the arrow come from? It must have come from my staff! My staff! What a magical staff! He doesn't realize, this fool, that there's an archer above his head who has a bow and arrow. But he thinks it's all about him. It was Machzik Tova L'Atzmo, but he didn't realize that there's a higher power that's helping him. Our job is to run through the motions, to learn the Torah, to accomplish in Torah learning, and to michadesh chidushim. But don't think it comes from you. Hashem is just playing through the journey of life, of Olam Hazeh, when yet there's something that's parallel to it in Olam Haba, in the Shamayim, every step of the way. And we just have to play out that story for him. That's the Kach Notzarta, that's our role in this world. Rabotai, the summer is around the corner. Finals are about to finish. We can't fool ourselves into thinking that now we can take a break and pick up in the fall. Lekach notzarta. You learned a lot this year. Baruch Hashem, we learned a ton this year. And I was zochet to be a part of it. But lekach notzarta, we have to keep on learning. Hatzlacha rabba on the finals. And Bezrat Hashem, we should keep on going. Michael, Michael.